Like, oh, hugged him with the water bottle. That was so funny.
Oh, dude.
And the levels are good?
Yeah, the levels are good.
Welcome back to the South Shore Boys Podcast. Proudly sponsored by Canteen Vodka Soda. If you can, you team.
You get them when they come.
I'm not going to bother with introductions because we don't have a guest, so you know who we all are.
No guess, but I'm still a fat fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Are we a band now?
This is great.
What up, guys?
Tyler's peacocking already.
I was having sex last night with a girl.
Jimmy
Fallon?
Cool. Can we cut this and go look at that? Logan just threw something at the camera lens. It was sick.
Jimmy Fallon, fuck you, dude.
Yeah, because he threw the pencil at the end of Weekend Update.
No, you're Jimmy Fallon.
I'm Conan.
I'm Conan.
Jimmy Fallon
you're Jimmy Kimmel.
On Weekend Update.
I'm Conan.
I'm Conan.
I'm David Letterman.
You're Letterman?
No, I'm Conan.
You're Leno.
You're Leno. You're Leno. No, you're the big fat, big chin Leno.
You're Johnny Carson.
I'm so Conan, it's impossible.
You're Chandler.
No. You're James Corden.
Actually, no.
Yeah, you're James Corden.
No.
Don't call me James Corden.
No, you're Carson Daly.
Whoa.
Fair.
I forgot
you're like Carson way mix. Above his daily calories.
I'm Craig Ferguson.
Oi.
Anyway,
I'm Ferguson.
Did you ever watch Three Stooges or anything back in the day?
No.
No,
I was
so
more of an Abbott and Costello guy.
So they would.
You're Curly.
I am Curly.
I'm not Moe.
You're Shemp.
They would do 3D episodes.
Okay.
Before, like, the invention of three.
That's when all three of them take their dicks out?
Yeah. But the way they would do it is, like, the way he just, like, threw that at the camera.
They would just throw stuff at the
They head. Would legit just, like if they were going to pie you, they would just pie the camera. And it's like, whoa.
Oh, it's like the train. Like, the very
Yeah. Where
people
like,
thought, like, the train.
Did you ever
people watching at home, like, Jesus fucking
Did you ever think
me.
That people, like, when you were watching TV, that people were, like, in your TV? Is that your thought at all?
No.
I had that.
Here's what my thought was. I remember, like, vividly asking my father one day, when did everybody change from black and white to color?
That's still a thing. If I picture, like, back in the old days, I think in the world it's
I
black
thought
and white.
Everything
and Dan's,
was black. I swear
Dan's
to God.
Dad was like, unfortunately, there's still black.
So the busing system.
No.
That's racist, Dad.
If your dad was funny, he would have showed you The Wizard of Oz and be like, they actually caught it right on camera.
He would have showed you his penis.
They caught it on camera the exact moment things turned to color.
Yeah, I asked,
Pleasantville.
I hit my dad with the "Do you like fish sticks?" thing. He was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "What are you, a gay fish?" He's like, "What? No, I'm not what do you mean? No, I'm not gay fish." And I did it like throughout the day. And by the end of the night, he was like hammering. I was like, "You a gay?" I was like, "Do you like fish sticks?" He goes, "No, because if I say yeah, you're gonna say I'm like some queer fish or some shit like that."
So that's enough.
Like, yes, yes, you're an idiot.
That'd be sick if your dad blacked out and he was like, I forget the eclipse.
He's a cranky man, dude. That was
How was the eclipse, Tyler? The
eclipse itself was pretty sick.
Was it completely dark?
You were in the path of totality.
I was in the path of totality.
Which sounds like a metal band. That
totality.
Yeah, very cool phrase that I'd never heard before the other day.
Did you?
Like somebody getting like sober.
Were there a bunch of people?
I'm on the path of totality.
A lot of people. Yeah. The traffic was ridiculous. Everything
yeah, that
was
sounds
packed.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I know. But we cruised back because all the traffic was going the other way.
Yeah.
Wait. Was because you were up there.
You were up in the great
Portland.
State of Maine.
Great state of Maine.
Great white south.
Yeah. I like Maine.
So drunk.
Is that where the eclipse was really juicy?
I think Vermont.
Yeah, the path of totality. Yeah.
There's literally like a circle around like Earth that is the path.
Yeah.
Like if you're in
they get a picture
that.
Of it on from the Starlink, like you can see like the black spot over
was
the
it
Earth.
Like pinkish where you saw it? All the pictures I've seen it looked like all fucked up.
It just felt like it was randomly like nighttime out.
Did any animals come out?
Birds were flying. Birds were like, what the
fuck's going on? A bunch of animals were like, hey.
I was saying that to Scotty. I was like, this feels like the birds that were out. Because it was like dim here.
Yeah.
But it wasn't dark.
Did you look at it?
Yes.
I didn't even look.
I took a peek.
I looked at it without glasses,
you
classically.
You're one of those
I was
guys.
Like,
I mean, they say everyone shouldn't do this, but I'm different.
You legit. I was like, I'll be fine. Yeah. I had glasses. I just locked my keys in my car, and my keys were with us. And so it was a whole thing, but we couldn't look at it. So I did the thing where you, like zoom in on your phone and then put the brightness way down. That's how I saw it.
Hell yeah, man.
So you didn't.
No.
You watched like a concert video of.
Yeah, I looked at it through a girl's lens.
What?
I don't know.
Girls.
I don't know.
Where is that? Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
But yeah, everyone made a huge deal. The next one won't happen for like 9 years or Who gives a shit?
The next eclipse like that won't happen until like 2050 something.
Oh, yeah. But they'll be
around here. There's another one in 2026 in Iceland.
Oh, yeah, that's what my dad wanted to go.
A bunch of people flew to like Kentucky or something to see it, and like got like a bunch of people were getting married.
We're going to the eclipse.
Like saying I do during the eclipse. Just like a field full of hicks.
It was sick. They let they lit off a bunch of fireworks during it.
Really?
It was like nighttime, I know.
It seems like it would be kind of like, why would you? You're supposed to be looking at the eclipse. Now you're like putting other things in the sky to distract you.
Well, I mean, if I'm looking at the sky, I can still see.
It's a peripheral firework.
It's peripheral firework.
That seems stupid. Those
you're not focusing on the fireworks. Hey, man, I think everybody that likes the eclipse is a fucking retard, to be honest. Cut that out. I don't like saying that word.
Didn't you just say it was cool?
Yeah, the eclipse itself.
I don't like saying that word.
I don't like saying that word, yeah.
You say it all the time.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
That's a rumor.
Usually about, you're like, damn, this pussy's so retarded.
Yes, I do say that.
Damn, girl, you want me to get that pussy a box of crayons? Because this shit is retarded.
Yes, that is what I say a lot. That's how I behave.
Our coworker went. He made like a whole trip around going to see it.
Yeah.
And then he was like, so "Oh yeah, I'm going to see the must be the one you mentioned in 2026."
Yeah.
I'm like, "Is this your whole life?" Like,
I don't know. The sky's stupid. Moon. The wind is cool. The
wind is
I know.
Cool.
I guess it's not that bad as far as things to build a trip around.
Let's get back to basics.
I'm walking the
path. That's the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They're racist, not us.
Yes, they are.
Ling, 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 long, ling, 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 ling.
The red skin chili peppers.
That is maybe, that is potentially Catatonic Youth's like masterpiece.
What?
The Catatonic Youth's Instagram just did like a super cut of like a bunch of different live performances of that song. Just the part where Anthony Kiedis goes, bing, bing, bong, bing. Just like cuts like 1,000 times.
It's fun.
Beautiful.
Ready for bed.
You're a sleepy guy?
Yeah, I'm a sleepy guy.
Why?
I don't know.
You're living an unhealthy lifestyle.
Yeah, it's what it is. It really is what it is.
Yeah, this week really got away from
this is your wake-up call.
Oh, you guys want to see my Walter Goggins impression?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I usually do.
It's Walton.
I say first Walter Goggins every day. You must be holding on to that for so
He's
long.
Like, I'll bring it up on the pod.
You want to see my Walter Goggles impression?
Jesus fucking Christ.
You want to see my Wally Google impression?
Ready? So this is him.
Yeah.
That's already, this is bad.
Perfect.
Hello, little lady.
Yeah, I mean,
nope. What do you think? I'm the ghoul.
You look like you're about to poop.
No, nope. I'm Walter Goggins.
Oh, never mind.
Walton. Goggins.
Perfect. No notes.
That's bad. That was a bad impression.
And then, fucking right, huh? Come on, this is my fucking Connor impression. Yeah. And you got the walk. You got to do the walk.
The walk's really good.
The walk's really good. If this table wasn't here, you'd be.
Dan got bumped from the soda weekend. He's like, I just gotta work on my voices.
I gotta work on voices.
I don't know.
Show soda, my Walter Goggins impression.
Well, hello, Mr. Hughes.
John C. Reilly.
Mr. Soda, can I please, Mr. Open for you?
Can I please open for you again?
So I was like, can you guys get this kid out of here?
I had one more. Who was it?
You got a good rogues gallery.
Kitty Cat Williams.
Yeah, you got that, yeah.
Yeah, that That's wasn't really him, but...
It wasn't?
I thought he'd entered the room.
And you can see all this Thursday.
This Thursday. Probably tomorrow or the next day.
We'll be good. We're going to sell a ton of tickets this week.
Mm-hmm. That's how that works, right?
Big push. They're all going to come flowing
big
in.
Big push this week, baby.
Yeah, baby.
I should have. The people that wanted the war to stop in the Quincy Center, I should have told them about the...
Oh, you
the
signed war. A petition this morning to cease they fire.
They handed me a bunch of QR codes. I was going to bring them in, but I left them in my car. I hit it with this. I go, oh, can I actually have some more of those?
Didn't Did you really?
Pretty sick, right?
Didn't what? Somerville or Cambridge, like the city of Cambridge...
Medford, Somerville, and Cambridge. She told me.
They were like... like in court, like celebrating, like we agreed to a ceasefire.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah, that's like that.
What a bunch of fucking morons.
It's like that meme of like the guy like with the Olympic medals, like spraying himself with champagne, and then it like zooms out and he's on the third place pedestal, and one and two are behaving themselves.
It sucks.
That's pretty sick. That's how I would behave if I came in third.
You know that Germany is the second largest facilitator of artillery to Israel for the Israel-Palestinian conflict.
They do kind of owe the Jays one.
Yeah. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Is like, they're like, what are you talking about? We're helping them out now.
You said be nice to the Jews.
Literally, some like lady, because they got accused of being like war criminals again at some like summit.
The Germans?
Yeah. And like, the lady from Germany was like, fucking our history is like fucked up. You can't be. We were helping.
We're trying
What are you talking about?
Nine.
They're trying.
Is Ukraine still going on? I might suit up and head over there.
Suit up. What do you mean suit up? Like in an
Iron Man costume.
Dan goes over to the Ukraine. He's trying to do like man on the street stuff. He's like, smash or pass.
Like, will you kiss me?
We do not know Walter Goggins.
It's Walton Goggins. Sir, I believe it is Walton Goggins.
I'm Conor McGregor.
And Eid Mubarak to our friends to the east.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know what you just said.
Eid is a holiday that Muslims celebrate when Ramadan is done. It's like their big ass holiday.
It's when they pig out.
Eid. E-I-D. And you say Eid Mubarak for happy Eid. That's what you say. It's like Eid Merry Christmas. Mubarak?
I thought it was
Eid.
I thought it was Eid mukbang.
Eat my balls off.
Anyway, me and Scotty.
Is mukbang thing? That's the thing?
Mukbang, right? Yeah. It's when you eat two meals at once, one after each other.
Have your way
I did one with Zach Brazow once. over the pan.
Happy Eat mukbang, everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Cheers. So me and Scotty went to a Muslim halal market.
Okay.
And walked around it, and a man thought we were going to.
Ceasefire. Eat malabo. Ceasefire.
Oh, you know, like mahalo.
Mahalo.
I almost said salam to the guy because we do know like some Persian.
Yeah. We went to the halal market.
Yeah, right around the corner.
Okay.
And we walked in. It was just one old man and us.
Do you think there's a Middle Eastern comedy club called Halals?
Halalities.
Like whole LOLs.
Oh,
halals.
Halals.
Yep, you can have that Middle East.
You know what?
Sorry about that war we started with you guys. You can have that comedy
club
idea. We're
giving back. They can have halals.
Now you guys,
we should stop that war.
Anyway, we got dates. You know what dates are? They look like boogers.
Like they're like.
Oh, I was thinking about you the other day. Right? I got a Tyler's invention corner.
Ooh,
a little mini Roomba. You put in your nose and it gets all the boogers out.
Oh shit! Sharks.
I was gonna text it to you, but I was like, no. This will give us 30 seconds.
It malfunctions, derives directly into your brain.
Fuck. Well, we'll work the bugs out.
So though. Like, you'll just be talking. To me,
yeah, and I'll be
and
like,
be like
yeah, because you know, like,
just you know how it hits like corners and it turns around.
Here's the thing: I love picking my nose, but I think that it's like they think it's like a cause of Alzheimer's.
Yes, I saw that. Oh
you
my
get
god,
all your brain out?
Well, no, because like the germs on your finger, you're like putting them like close to your brain. But I'm
fuck.
Like, can I like have like just one thing?
Yeah.
How about this?
Can I just enjoy like a single thing without it being like a fucking cause of concern?
I was gonna say the same thing.
Like, I see that.
We just can't have anything.
Yeah. A Roomba that gets the germs off your fingers, so you can pick your nose.
Yes.
How about
green
this?
Light.
Don't tell me to wash my hands because I'm gonna fucking throw.
How about
a
this?
Fit.
How about like a nose dildo?
Yeah.
Better.
And that's you fuck your nose out to get the boogers out.
But then there's a problem.
You fuck your nostril and you're like, and then like it comes all the boogers. You're like.
April 18th. You get this live.
It's a little more in your face than the nose Roomba, but I think they both have their uses.
The sharks are like, how come four people in a row?
haven't figured it out yet. Why did they come out here?
a double sided nose dildo, and you and your friend are just like face to face, like.
We all go home. We go, the Kleenex. Oh, gotcha.
You spit on your friend's nostril.
I was thinking of a glove that you just put on your finger.
Okay.
But that already exists.
Well, I was picking my nose the other day, and I had one, you know, like when they got like in a corner, and you got to really try to get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's move on.
That's why.
What?
That's why
we don't talk a lot of nose picking on this pod.
That's why I thought about the Roomba.
Yeah.
Because I was like, if I could just throw something in there, we get that booger out, I can just be driving.
Yeah. Like a pool shark.
But yeah, I like when it's in the car. I like
a challenge. Like a pool vacuum.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's so gratifying to like get in there and work that out.
I'm like, I kind of want to do that, but with my nose.
Oh, a nostrils in.
Okay. Oh, a nostrils in. That's another good idea.
Audience, write this down for us.
Write this down.
Take a note.
Yeah, because we aren't going to remember this at all, but yeah.
I think
I'm picturing you in the infomercial just trying to drive while picking your nose, just being like, ah, shit.
Is this you? So, and then just cuts the black and white.
Exactly.
Are you tired of getting fatal car crashes
on
your nose?
Are you a retarded loser?
This is just a fun story the other night.
I'm not going to sell any nose.
We meet like so many people be like, yeah.
You all right there?
It sounds like you need a throat Roomba.
The sharks. The sharks come to revive you.
This kid's in trouble.
The other night, Scotty fell asleep on the couch while we were smoking. And
put his finger in water and piss all over.
Yeah, I pissed all over. No.
Wait, what?
He's dead asleep on the couch, and I shut off the TV.
He's dead?
Dead. I'm
dead. Narky.
And we had the window open. Oh
my God! Sorry. Just quick aside.
Yeah. This isn't that good of a story.
I have an invention. We should Narcanteen. Soda for people that overdose.
Okay.
Yeah, you loaded
on that by Mr. Pizza.
Cracking one in someone's face.
Narcanteen.
So like it would Beautiful. Be for heroin addicts?
Yeah.
Heroin addicts that they're a little too on like too deep on the H and that you go, here, why don't you have a Narcanteen?
How about you use your muscles in your throat to swallow this? That's why Narcan is distributed through the heart.
Heroin Roomba. You put the heroin Roomba in the body, it gets all the heroin out. I got a whole line.
Isn't it crazy that in...
You were talking to telling a story about Scotty sleeping?
Yeah, Pulp Fiction. If it were today, she'd be Narcanned, and that scene wouldn't really be a whole thing. She'd just kind of be like, what's up? I'm back.
Yeah.
What, instead like, of adrenaline.
What? No, yeah, but it would be the same exact scene.
Doesn't she like flip out after?
Isn't Narcan?
She comes back from the dead, so you'd forgive her if she's a little startled.
Sometimes dead is better.
It'd still be the same scene with him like driving.
Good point. Moving on.
Scotty's asleep on the couch. Scotty's asleep.
This isn't that good a start. Scotty's asleep on the couch. I go to shut the window and go to bed, and I have to like kind of haunt over Scotty to shut the window. And when I was going to shut the window, it made like this high-pitched squeak.
What are you doing?
God damn it. Sorry. The story's going to eat shit. I scared Scotty awake by opening the window. That's literally all that. Yeah. And I was like over him.
Did he shoot up?
Yes. He was like, who the?
I had no.
He shot up with Dan's dick. Was that just completely mouth and dick?
Was it the window? I'm so sorry. Did I wake you with the window?
I had no memory of this. In the morning, you were like, sorry. I was like, what?
Okay. I was like, I am so sorry. I scared you after
that. I pulled a Logan after the wedding last Saturday, woke up on my couch, sitting up, full suit, 4 in the morning. I was like, what the fuck? Looked at my phone. It was like 5 messages from Grubhub. I was like, fucking Grubhub.
Oh, no.
Went outside. There's a steak and cheese at the bottom of the steps. I don't know why they put it there. Yeah. 4 in the morning.
Tells me it might have been blown down there.
Maybe. Ooh. Oh, yeah. It was windy. But I went and I ate it for them.
Yes.
And then went back to bed.
I was hoping that's what happened.
Was it warm? Did you warm it up?
It was frozen.
Ooh. What do you have?
Oh, the Airbnb in Portland after we got back from the bar. We ordered Buffalo Wild Wings. And
B-dubs.
I fully woke up on the little couch just covered in
wing
sauce.
Oh, God.
Honey sriracha and cum everywhere.
I wing sauced everywhere.
A goo.
Wes was telling me last night that Seamus tells them that he can come and hit the ceiling. No, you can't.
Whoa.
No, you can't.
Like, for real,
he says that. He says if he was laying in his bed, he can come and hit the ceiling.
Wow. What are you doing? Pay attention.
I had to check my finances. I didn't want to.
Right now? During the fucking pod?
All right. Everybody's going to look at their phone at some point. All right. You don't have to single me out. I'm not just a sweet boy.
No one should be on their phone.
I'm not on my phone, man.
You're on your phone.
I can't wait. I'm going to be on my phone the entire live pod. Like, I don't really want to be here.
Fuck you. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, thanks all four of you for coming out. This is real fucking sad for us.
Hey, thanks for being here, Sammy.
Sammy.
That's it.
There was one name that we didn't know. Monica showed me the names last
Monica?
Night.
Monica?
What was it? What was the name? Do I know it?
I don't remember.
Well, that's our fan, dude. We have to thank them.
Thank you for coming.
No, we'll thank them in person.
They won't. No, they're probably going to bail.
It's going to be a fun time.
No, we'd have a blast.
You guys are bumming me out over here.
What are you talking about? I'm really excited.
Like, four tickets.
I didn't say any of that. He did.
We're going to sell more.
We're going to sell out.
We're going to sell out.
There's going to be a line around the
No, we are not. Around the block.
Around the block, dude. Oh. Tyler.
Even if we get
four new fans. Actually, let's not figure this out right now. I was about to start getting into logistics. It's like, why the fuck would we talk about that on the podcast?
Let's talk more about our boogers.
We saw a lady almost watch her kid run into the middle of the oncoming traffic the other day. That was fun.
She almost won.
Did she like grab the kid?
How do you almost watch?
She was we were playing tennis. She was sitting there on her phone, and then me and Scotty watched her baby just start to walk out. And, like, he started like getting
hitting the ball. Just like. Like,
yeah.
Still playing.
Yeah. Legit. Like,
that's
that was.
That's really why Dan was just mad at me for being on the phone.
Yeah, I'm like, you got to watch your kid. Yeah.
So the lady's on her phone, her kid's like running out.
Legit, like, her kid, she's like watching her, and then she's just fucking sitting there like an asshole, like one of us on the podcast.
She's watching. She's watching one of our clips. These guys suck.
All right, now I'm pretty mad. Now I kind of want that lady's kid to get hit by a car.
And then she ran after him and stopped him.
She had his name.
Yeah, she went Marco.
I'd like to imagine this same exact scenario happening to Conor McGregor, and he has to run after his kid.
What would that be like?
He still does that shit to like go get his kid.
Well, let me try to imagine that.
Let's see yours.
No.
Let's see yours, pal.
Who the fuck is walking into the street?
Yeah, mine's bad.
For my kid. For my kid. No, yours is bad.
Who the fuck?
It's the same exact
Who the fuck? Who the fuck's walking in the street for my kid?
Who the fuck is that guy?
I'm Americanized.
Oh, shit. Tonight's
right?
UFC 300.
It is UFC 300 with Chael Sonnen.
That seems like a big
fast
one.
Forward to me like half in the bag driving back from Connecticut.
You'll be full in the bag
with my phone, with my phone screen like on the tip of the steering wheel.
Damn,
that's just true. That's just what's gonna happen.
I was trying to think of like a UFC pun about driving drunk.
UFC LGBTQ.
They should have Jay Leno host. Or, like, do the commentary.
Did you UFC this?
UFC this?
Sorry, I stepped up.
That was a very good joke.
I was so excited for it.
Now do Conor McGregor again.
Fucking right.
That's sick. Stop! I want to take
it. Yay!
I'll shit my pants.
Maybe we should get a guest.
The audience be like, they've just been tickling each other for an hour.
Do the podcast?
Conor McGregor impression?
No, you're gay.
That's fucking gross.
No, you're gay.
Gotta leave. Oh my god.
What just happened there?
Ew. Oh my god. 418.
Yeah, I'll take a sip. My god.
That sucked.
I'm like the most gaggy guy now.
I'm not, and that got me.
Consider it even for the time you shit in the shoebox.
Want me to tell that story?
No.
Okay, because I will. I'll get you gagging, baby.
Dude, the podcast has conditioned me so much to getting like spoken over. I've just started like, if I'm out and trying to talk and people start talking over me, I start disassociating from the fucking conversation.
Fuck.
I just go finish my story to like someone else in my head. Like maybe they'll listen.
That sounds healthy.
Do you want to be here?
No one fucking listens to me. Even like in real life, like no one listens to me.
Yeah, no, I do think for whatever reason, people are so comfortable talking over me. It pisses me the fuck off.
Maybe it's that you talk a lot and you don't give other people a chance
to
talk.
That was what Luke said. When we were around, he was like, why is everyone interrupting you? Well, you are talking most of the time. So the probability is that someone's going to interrupt you.
Yeah, but what does he know?
Luke, like your friend Luke with the penis?
Yeah.
Penis Luke, why didn't you come on today?
Ooh. Oh, I didn't even think to ask him.
Fuck, he's going to kill you.
I got a Snapchat from him the other day. It's just a black screen. And then when he pulled out, it was literally like the phone was against the bottom of his dick, and it was like him looking down at me.
He's
the best. Like, cool, thank you for that.
That's cute.
He's a visionary.
He really is something else. Nice.
So OJ's dead.
Oh, yeah.
OJ? Yeah, a lot of people seem to have things to say about that.
Oh, so many people got mad at me yesterday for posting that.
What'd you post?
I posted like a fake article that said like OJ confessed, and then it was a link to the live podcast.
You mean the live That's podcast great. In 418 at White Bull Tavern?
Yeah.
Oh.
And like I'm not kidding, at least like 12 people are like, you fucking piece of shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Four people returned their tickets.
They're like, I fell for it, you fucking asshole. I was like,
fuck.
I'm really sorry that you're a fucking moron.
Hit that ticket link.
Yeah. You fucking dickhead. I went on that site and bought tickets. Now I'm going to your show because I thought it was about OJ.
Honestly, I feel like Instagram should make it like a function. If like you can trick somebody into clicking that link, it should automatically buy a ticket.
The trickers law, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the trickers.
Trickers.
Trickers. Saw a lot of people doing
trick or treat.
The link to like, proof. OJ admits on his deathbed that he did the killing, and then
the
black picture.
The UJ.
I didn't.
That was the info.
I didn't click
mine.
Your link because I just assumed you were doing that to everybody.
Yeah, so it turns out a lot of people didn't get that link sent to them, and then they fell for mine.
OJ, everyone.
I did like the TikTok thing where I saw a trend and I adjusted it for myself.
It's funny how like the American.
I'm such an
like
influenced mind.
Yeah,
I mean I was goofing, but I do think. What's good?
No, just someone
very
sent
nice.
Me that.
Very nice of you.
Yeah, you guys should take
that. He just wants it back.
Hey, I stopped myself earlier.
Yeah.
Someone sent me that link, and I knew immediately this is gonna be like the black guy with the big DI.
I did not know
that.
And
you still clicked it,
and I was like. Great
I gotta go jerk off.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, when Eric sent that to us, I was like, it's probably just that black guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
I did not. Hook, line, and sinker
really?
Over here, pal.
I would have heard. I think I would have heard about it somewhere else if OJ. Yeah.
I've fallen for it before.
I thought, like, that. Eric was first on the scene.
Yeah. Scotty's like, I've fallen for it in person.
What's in here, guys?
Yeah, fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. My asshole is ruined.
Yeah, Scotty, right this way to a fully restored Blockbuster.
Giant black man.
He's like, ah, damn it.
Just want to come rent a DVD with me?
Yeah, just put your ass against that hole in the wall.
The De Niro Goodfellas meme, like, right around the corner. Go.
Put your ass against the hole. This guy's being like, I don't remember this being the process, but I miss Blockbuster so much.
Like, this is so sick. This is like such a great vintage.
Blockbuster. This is Blog Bleaster. And then Dan Schneider fucks you.
Hell yeah.
Blog Bleaster was a sick sketch, by the way.
Everyone seemed to be saying that OJ, I follow a bunch of like UK things, and it's funny to see their take because they'll use like the Hall of Fame picture of him and not like.
No,
him in court.
America does that, right?
America did that too. I was seeing them all on like you. Well, maybe
it literally just depended on who was posting it,
right?
Like plenty of places were like RIP to like veteran, like
yeah, I saw that. A
lot. Yeah, yeah,
quarterback
yeah.
Or like running back, or whatever. And then like the other half would be like accused murderer.
Yeah, right.
Caitlyn Jenner, was that her name?
Caitlyn Jenner was like good rhythm. It's like, lady, he's the reason your family is famous. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Very progressive.
Oh, yeah. She was the lawyer, right? David Schwimmer played her.
No. Her half of her like kid's dad is the lawyer.
Oh,
the Kardashians.
She was the stepdad?
Yes. Like, so there's the Jenners and there's the Kardashians. So like,
very well done.
Kylie and
what? Yeah.
Kylie and Kendall are Caitlyn Jenner's kids, and then Khloe, Courtney, and Kim are the Kardashians.
Yeah. Oh no, I've gone cross-eyed.
It is. Imagine they had stopped after three kids.
What up, Heaven?
And then they'd be like the KKK.
Ooh.
Wow.
But then they had five kids, so it's the KKK.
And their last name is Kardashian.
It sounds like somebody that was just like offended by something you said. They're like, KKK.
Did they really? Like, imagine being like, I'm going to name this one K, too. Like, when do you plan?
I like his spiral. I'm into this.
When do you plan on naming all of your kids with K's?
No one fucking thinks I'm funny.
I didn't even know that's what you said.
By himself.
Oh, dude. So me and Sasha went to a concert on Thursday, and the openers were both like so bad, and one of them was named Cicada, and it was like a very bad hardcore band. And so when I got to the open mic, I was like, I'm not even supposed to be here, guys. That was just a concert. I was like, the opening band was so bad. Their name was Cicada. And I was like, what a fitting name. It's like they were buried underground for 30 years and they came back to just make a bunch of annoying fucking noise. And everybody was like,
that's pretty good.
I was like, I thought that was going to kill.
Did he even go to a concert?
What if there was a band named Cicada and they sucked?
Cicada Apocalypse, right? You guys hear about that?
No,
see
what?
This? Do you hear about this?
No,
cicada
what?
Apocalypse? You, there's two different types of cicadas.
Okay.
And one comes out over 17 years.
Cicadas.
Yes.
Okay. I hate and cicadas. I'm tired of cicadas. I hate cicadas, but I love cicadas.
And
like Scotty, love it.
But this is the first time that they're both coming out at the same time. The years have crossed
those
over.
Those goddamn libtards, dude.
Oh, they no, so they're all going to come out at once?
All the cicadas are coming.
Are they up here?
The cicadas' parents are about to be pissed.
When does that start?
Probably within the next few weeks.
Really?
I mean, with my knowledge on the cicadas?
Dude, you know what? But, like, I swear to God that, like, I think it was 2020, like, the last time cicadas were supposed to come out, and then I never heard a single cicada.
Well, they all had to wear masks.
True.
Yes!
She's peacocking.
Oh yeah,
Tyler was being horny at the bar for a girl that
I guess so that I don't remember being.
Tyler, this is literally was like
I'm not horny for her. Number one. No
well, you were last night. I mean, she's cute.
Tyler was. Tyler was the piece.
Sorry, you're cute.
Tyler was the piece. Suck cocker.
He's pissed. He's fucking pissed.
418. 418.
I don't come to work to get bullied.
Yeah, this is the gym.
Come on. Come on. I don't come to the gym. Come on. Come on. 418 for the pre Hitler birthday live podcast. We're going to celebrate today's.
Oh, yeah. 420.
Blaze up, bro.
I can't wait for 420.
I don't even think I have. Do I have like a weed show?
Oh, yeah. Wait, I got to get wicked high all day.
I got to get so high.
My bitch.
Be like, whoa.
I want to get high.
Wait. I'm glad you were able to get horny, though. The
phone boys.
I'm looking up with 420.
I was not horny.
I'm an Earth Eagle Brewing.
Ooh.
If come on out. Come on out.
Oh, me and Tyler just, I won.
Came out.
I won us two free tickets to, it seems like a very problematic event that we're about
to. What is
it?
What event?
It's St. Like Paul and the
Hitler Youth.
No, St. Paul and the Broken Bones are playing Roadrunner, but it's like sponsored by
Canteen
whiskey, like just whiskey in general, it seems like. And it's like unlimited whiskey tasting for like the entire concert.
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
God.
Everybody's going to get thrown out of this thing.
Yeah, that sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah. Peacocking all over that place.
Yeah.
But Jesus. So, yeah, if anybody wants to see us.
If you want to hang out with us, go to this band.
Buy a ticket to the show.
459 at the Roadrunner.
May 9th, come on out. Hang with Logan and I. Hang with me. He'll
but they're
awesome.
VIP, so we get an extra hour of whiskey tasting, which seems not like what we need at all.
Why would a place do that? Like an unlimited whiskey tasting?
That's how
people
it seems.
People are going to die.
Yeah.
It's like a weed event where like it's a bunch of people being like, this is my whiskey. This is my whiskey. This is my whiskey.
I'm going to get so into whiskey.
Yeah.
People are going to be so drunk just like leaning on the counters 100%. Just immediately. Like, fucking what?
Also, I love Tyler like previously was like, I'm getting into whiskey, and then I'd like... I go over and it's like a $14 bottle of like maple syrup whiskey. I'm like, wow, what a connoisseur you become.
I'm drinking my maple syrup.
Just drinking maple syrup.
No.
This is fucking
wasn't
whiskey.
It? Wasn't it maple? What was the whiskey you were like buying?
Not, that was not getting into a
Aunt
Jemima. I was drinking Honey Jack Daniels at one point.
No,
ooh, that's good.
You had I thought it was maple syrup, but maybe it was something else. But you had like a flavored whiskey. Hmm.
Interesting.
It was like an off brand.
Syrup
interesting.
Booze?
Interesting.
You're a dumb bitch, is basically what I'm saying. You fucking retard.
Okay. Yeah.
I gotta tighten it up, dude. Retard came back, and I've just been like, fucking.
Yeah, I don't really say that word.
I mean, it is a great word. I'm not kidding. The second Sammy moves out, I'm getting that picture printed and framed.
Yeah.
It's going right on the wall.
Beautiful.
It says, in this house, we say gay and retarded.
In this house.
And then, no, and then I'm going to write something at the bottom says, and some other stuff.
Did he add it to the art?
Can I get this customized?
That's what the greats do.
That's what it's like TikTok, dude. You take a piece of art and then you just like, you know, barely.
What,
did
you just learn
what
TikTok was? What's going on?
It's called a remix.
The thing that's about.
I believe.
I'm so sick. I don't even use TikTok, but I just wish it didn't exist.
It's going to be banned from America.
I don't think so.
Yeah, me neither.
I think
that's
too much money.
Yeah, it's so much money.
Make an American chapter.
If anything, they're just doing that so that they can make more money off it somehow. Like change regulation where they're making more money. Whatever.
It was so funny when it was like
getting all up in my business.
It was so funny.
I think they're all right. If we didn't, they'd be dead. We'd all be dead.
Yeah.
Let them talk.
No.
Oh, sorry.
No, let's move on.
What were you saying?
Whatever. It's funny when it was in court, and they were like, "Sir, are you like working as a spy for the Chinese government?" Oh, yeah, I ripped ass. And the guy's like, "No, I'm." He's like, "I'm from Taiwan," and they're like, "So why do you work for China?" He's like, "I don't. I'm from Taiwan." And
yeah.
Like, are you so Chinese?
We gotta get John Cena.
There's such a bunch of dumb fucking idiots that like interrogate those people or like whatever that is called in the government.
Yeah, it's Congress people.
Yeah, like old fucks who are like, now what's a TikTok? Logan's like, did you know?
Mr. O'Brien here from Quincy. You know, there's a remix feature on the TikTok.
TikTok's when you take something that was funny and then you ruin it with your own fucking version of it.
You tweak it just a smidge.
Yeah.
I don't use it enough. The algorithm like doesn't get me anymore. When I open it, I'm like, what am I looking at here?
I love TikTok.
My Instagram has really just become tits. Like every suggested video is a girl with fat ass titties. And that pause game. Did we talk about that on here?
No.
There's a new like trend on Instagram. It's called like the pause game, where it's like a girl. It's like a video of a hot girl.
Oh,
and it's like a song.
Put in
like it's just a splash of a nude, and you have to like try and pause it.
It's like one frame of a nude.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, but so, you know, the cheat code is you just download the video and then you can just like scroll in your in your albums. Like you can just scroll to the picture instead of trying to pause.
Oh, that's great.
It took me too long to figure that one out. I spent many a day just like God damn it.
You're just like, fuck this. I'm not letting this become a game.
It was like, I fucking hate this game.
I need to solve
a driving commercial.
That's fun.
I was going to see if one
was it worth
up.
It?
Is it worth
it? Yeah, let us see one of these.
Yeah. Put my thing down, flip it, and revert.
Let's look at tits.
I love Sabrina Carpenter so much, dude.
Fucking sick.
I play a game. Oh, yeah, man, it's boring.
She's not even really a carpenter. That's just her last name.
Yeah, you know, is Jesus, same deal.
No word.
Why? If I didn't want suggested videos, they'd be every third scroll. Oh, here we go.
What's his name? Jesus.
See
carpenter?
The shit. I don't think this is the pause game, but this is like literally all the shit that they fucking give me is just like hot
I've seen that
girls.
Girl before.
Oh, Maya Hawk, what's up? What's up with them titties,
we'll
girl?
We'll be back in a second.
Scotty's like,
you can just see like. Nipple a little bit there.
Whoa,
guys,
cool.
We gotta cut.
Yeah. We'll put it right here in the video.
This girl is nuts.
What
Quinfinite?
Instagram famously does not allow nipples.
I know.
Big news.
Quinfinite, if you're a listener of the podcast, hit me up, dude. I think you're
Quinfinite.
I think you're a sexy babe.
I think you're a sexy babe too.
Quinfinite.
I gotta go
jerk off.
I gotta go, guys. Should we cut early and beat off?
Let's take a break to go jerk off. Huh?
Oh, and April 19th. Day after the live podcast, if you want to come celebrate with us, well, I'll be going to see Bad Fish.
We'll be at the CBS Comedy.
When you grab a hold of me,
ooh. And you don't
tell
let
me that
me go,
I'll never be set free.
And I don't know what the band is.
We're
Sublime.
Band,
no. But I'm just going.
Sublime with Dan.
It's a Sublime cover band.
Because people tell me Sublime I should go.
I don't mind Rome.
What? Rome literally is like the worst. What do you like about Rome? You listening to Sublime with
I like
Rome
that one
songs?
Song that they have with Rome.
I do practice Santeria.
Ooh.
I got to stand up and say
you also have a crystal ball.
I got a crystal ball.
Did you have $1 million?
It's gone.
Did you whip out?
No, he didn't spend them all.
No, I did.
He spent them all.
Did you?
No, no, he did. Yeah. No, we have a few crossovers.
Did you whip out your mushroom tip?
I don't think that's in the song.
And when it came out, it went drip, cool drip, drip, drip. I didn't know she had that geek.
Why is he sort of sounds like Steve McConnell a little bit. Cool rhythm me down.
Don't let me down.
Sublime with Conor McGregor.
I don't know why. I was thinking about him the other. I don't know how this happened in my brain, but I was thinking about Steve McConnell doing the Kramer thing from
oh, that's fun.
The Comedy Store. I don't know what. Like, wow. Meltdown there.
Oh, wow.
Well, probably because he just used to comfortably say the N word.
Maybe that's what it was.
What are you guys talking about? I haven't done it in a while.
Years ago, we'd have you upside down.
I accidentally grabbed her breath.
This is like an old comic that used to come to our shows all the time. Yeah, that no one knows, but
but we're nailing the impression.
Yeah, it's perfect.
He's still around?
Nah.
I love that guy.
He swings in online sometimes. You remember he had like a Facebook beef going with like the restaurant Aqua Teen or whatever the fuck he's called. Like every day he'd be like, I will post every day until I'm refunded the money for my meal.
Old guys rule.
He would always come in and be like, I used to run a brothel. Be like, what?
Grab him by the neck.
That guy ruled. He used to do our show all the time.
He'd kill.
Yeah. Great storyteller, that guy.
Yeah, probably a bad guy.
Why? I don't know. He seems nice. Ew, my God. What the fuck?
It's Zen.
I don't know. You're just spitting.
Ew.
Dan got real gay for a second.
fucking blew it in my mouth.
Lord, forgive me. I'm a zinner.
Ew, my God.
As he puts his in his coffee.
Yeah, I didn't go...
You're right. You didn't do that. You're probably gonna leave that coffee cup, and then it's gonna be my fucking problem to deal with.
What a problem! What a problem!
This is Zen. What am I gonna do with that? I don't want to dump it in the sink.
We're gonna have to dump it in the sink. I guess cipher through, get this in, or yeah, I guess you can just throw disgusting. The fucking cup out.
Well, it's gonna be wet in the trash.
Well then,
you know what I mean, wet in the trash.
Well then, that's why you get a trash Roomba. It goes in the trash. It gets all the moisture out of the trash. Bingo, bango. Don't slap me.
My brother-in-law used to work at Roomba, and we used to get free Roombas all the time.
What?
Like defective ones.
That's a great thing to get free.
It's like he used to just give us these broken Roombas. Like, they're illegal to throw out in the trash. It just became like a fucking junkyard for Roombas.
Yeah, it was
we
pretty
should
sick.
We battle bots and have them battle each other.
Yeah.
None
yeah,
of us
yeah,
know
yeah.
how to do that, right? Fuck.
I think it's pretty easy.
Yeah, you put a gun
I think
on
we could do that.
Car.
I think I could figure that out. Yeah. A gun on a race car. Yeah. I was just the fuck. It's like an RC car.
Yeah, you got a gun on it.
No, but it's a real NASCAR, and like one of us is driving, the other one's sitting on the roof with a gun.
All the robotics guys, like, we didn't see this coming. We didn't put this in the rule book. They win.
I was talking yesterday about how I'm very paranoid. Like, we have the same thing. We think, like, everyone has a gun. Stuff like that, and I was like talking about that, and a friend of mine was like, "Well, why don't you just get a gun?" And I was like, "That's smart. Not what I'm scared of. I'm saying I'm scared of like other people." Like he's like, "Well, if you had a gun, you wouldn't have to be scared."
That's a good point.
And I was like, "I don't want a gun." He goes, "Maybe you should learn more about guns.
Level the playing field." Like,
I'm saying I'm afraid of strangers.
I'm nervous from around strangers.
Yeah,
that's. I feel like nobody has a gun.
No one should.
Or like, I'm never like, "Oh, I bet someone in here has it." I don't know.
If none of us had a gun, it'd be okay.
Then the world would be a better place. And come on, everybody.
Oh, we should do a dance number for the live pod.
I'll learn Chinese. You do that?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's
have a different idea.
I'll do my Waltz Gog.
One, two, three. I start dancing.
Like completely unprompted in the middle of the podcast. Like it just bye, 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 my NSYNC comes on. We all just stand up. And we like... Just completely synchronated dance for like 30 seconds, sit back down, just don't address it at all.
Turns into a talent show, basically.
They're like, "What? Did they just want us to come out to like watch them like dance and sing?"
Yes, please.
Like walking through the crowd like it's sold out. Like each single of the four people, like, bam, bam, bam. That's what you're going to see.
418. What are we at?
43.
I thought it was gonna be like 104. This one's moving slow, but it's fine.
That's what they say about Tyler.
What? I move real fast, actually.
The marathon's on Monday.
Were you just scared of them? Okay. Yeah, I'm debating on going to watch it. Have you ever watched that?
Yeah.
Why it? Not only do I think it's silly to watch it, it went pretty bad for some
My
people.
My Roomba brother-in-law ran it three times.
Really?
Yeah. And he didn't run at the year of the bombing. What do you say about
Whoa.
That?
I say God finds a way to protect the right people.
He was busy marrying some broad.
A woman, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Good.
You know how people like...
That's good.
It's good.
You know, there's like these videos that people put out now and people like... And it's like very obviously staged where it's like they just like faked an encounter to like try and get likes and views.
Mm.
I was thinking of like somebody... Like 9/11 happened today, someone being like... Clearly staged. Like, it's so obvious. This is fake. Like, you guys are just doing this for the likes.
They have a little lav mic on there.
Nice try.
I was thinking the other day, it'd be cool if we cut out someone's face, maybe like Dan's face.
Cut it. Like, what do you mean cut it out?
Like, you know, went
cut
to
my
Staples,
face off and put it on
went
yours.
To Staples. Ooh. And made like a bunch of Dan heads, and then gone to like a go to like that Trump bridge by my parents' house. A
lot of ink.
And hold up Dan's head and try to make Dan like the face of the right accidentally. Wouldn't that be sick?
I do have a haircut for the right.
Uncanceled.
And
And they're like, well, if you're agreeing with us, I'm like, yeah, fucking, we gotta get Dan.
I'm okay with this. Be one of the guys over the bridge when you honk at.
Dude, those guys are so gay.
They've
like,
been
what
out.
Are you doing?
Go to a bar.
Go fucking hug your kid.
Go black out and hit on a girl and forget about it.
Yeah, go peacock in a bar.
Well, they've been out lately.
That's really sad when they bring a kid to like those things.
I used to have to go to not those exact things, but those type of things.
Yeah,
where like,
my hood's too tight.
When you
you guys remember your
dad? My hood doesn't fit.
How old were you when you?
I can't see.
How old were you when you let your first cross on
fire? No. But no, I used to go to those where like you hold a sign and people beep at you and you wave. I used to hate those, and I used to have to flyer for like school committee all the time. Yeah. I fucking hate politics, dude.
You're real close to have been in politics. It feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I helped a few guys run for mayor.
Oh, well, we know.
Yep. See, Quincy, baby.
Dan's on the Quincy flight logs.
When I was younger, there was like a moment after I stopped drumming and like didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. There was like 2 weeks I was on the flight logs. There was like 2 weeks that I was like,
it's been?
Maybe I'll run for politics.
Run for politics. Well, I'm not drumming anymore. What else?
Actually,
I can run for politics.
I was just like, I'll get into like the city and like work my way up and be a, you know.
We should do fake campaign ads that are just running for politics.
We should. Mm. That would be
like,
fun.
There's no, we're not saying what the title is at all. Hi, I'm Dan Hall and I'm running for politics. Yeah. A lot of people are saying, what does the government do? Yeah. And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know either. So
we
like,
should
just pick something for me.
Yeah, like make no affiliations or details. Just be like, I just think it'd be cool if you voted for me.
Vote
see
for
out
me.
There.
Politics.
Yeah, vote for me. I would be
that
so.
Might work.
Let's get Dan elected somewhere.
Yeah, and it would just be my head as the sign.
Yeah,
I could be on people's front lawns.
Yeah.
Just being like, vote for Dan.
We got to do this.
We got to do
we
this.
Confuse the fuck out of Quincy.
Yeah.
You know what was funny? When
vote for me for mayor.
I think you could
no,
be
politics.
The mayor of Quincy.
Politics. Sorry, politics.
When we were like fresh out of high school, Joe ran for school committee for Braintree. And he won, and he was like the youngest person ever elected to school committee. And then Shimano ran and also won and took Joe's title.
Yeah.
That's sick. But
usurped.
Like a few months.
That's awesome.
Our school committee, we went to like City Hall and like complained to them about cutting our arts program. And we had like a whole Mr. Holland's Opus thing going on.
That's classic.
It's so, that's so Rich funny Ram. Because you're so like, you're so not like the. Like, I feel like when people are protesting, you're like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah,
you're
like, it doesn't work. My fucking program got cut.
He did it all throughout high school, man. He saw no result. Obviously, he doesn't want a ceasefire.
Yeah, I don't fucking care. Same guy that cut my arts program also fired my dad later on. Oh. Isn't that fucked up?
This guy, this guy's like your joke.
This guy, I want to kill this guy. guy. Maybe not. I'm like, no, I don't want to kill you.
Don't say this when you're running for mayor. That'll be compromising.
I'm running for politics against one fuck.
Dan Hall's running for politics to kill this man.
Yes, sir.
Dan goes to City Hall. He's like, I think I'd just like to propose that I'm allowed to kill that guy.
I want him.
I think it should be legal for me to kill
him. Your Honor, just give me 5 minutes with him.
I challenge him to a duel.
I'm killing you like fucking Alexander Hamilton, bitch.
I'm dropping.
Not really.
Allegedly.
I'm dropping Hamilton's, like, my name is Aaron Burr.
Yeah. Aaron Burr.
Do you like Hamilton?
Aaron Burr.
No, I've never seen it.
I don't think I'd like it.
I don't think it's historically accurate.
I don't think it's for me.
I don't even care about that. I just don't want to see like the founding fathers rapping.
Now, if there was something called Adams, I would love. Maybe I should. That's my fucking calling,
yes,
baby.
You should write.
I should write the musical Adams.
You should try to get elected as the John Adams.
Adams.
And he owned slaves? No, I didn't.
He actually was the only one.
That's actually a pretty big misconception about me. Everybody thought I owned slaves.
We'll have the Amistad musical, because he was that.
Yep.
We can go on about it. You know who's a big... Adam?
Amistad is... I don't think you can do a musical of Amistad.
Well, no, he was the lawyer for the slaves on the Amistad.
I know, but I don't think...
Swing
I don't think...
Roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you talking about? It'd be a big ship on stage and a courtroom scene and a... Switch between the two.
We actually,
Amistad,
wait.
Titanic mashup.
Yeah. Oh, Dan, you're not gonna like this, buddy. I just remembered in fifth grade we did like a musical play. We did like a musical play about John Adams, I believe.
My eye just twitched.
He's like,
you're feeling it in the
we sang like he's a rebel and he's never gonna be any good.
Yeah, no, these would be original songs. These would
right.
These
I would write a reprise. I would do all sorts of stuff. It'd be a musical.
I'm on.
But it wouldn't be rap. It would be pop punk. You're in, baby. A John Adams musical.
John Adams
that's
like,
all
I
pop punk.
Hate this town.
Yeah.
Gotta free all the slaves.
I'm freeing them.
I'm in on this.
That's sick.
The pop punk musical of John Adams. Welcome back.
Yeah, John Adams. John Adams trying to find like his wife. Where are you?
I miss you. I miss you.
I miss you.
We can live like Abby and John Quincy if we want.
Yeah. I'm so in on this. I'm like, yeah, let's write a John Adams musical.
And we'll free the slaves for Christmas.
Wow. Adams 182.
Adams song. Adams
song.
John Quincy Adams song. I was the nurse for Halloween one time from the cover of Enema of the State, and I kept saying Adam's Apple song.
That's Ooh, fun.
That's cute.
Yeah, there you go. That's how you know.
I'm trying to think of what else he did. You could have Thomas Jefferson in there.
Yeah, TJ.
Yeah, his boy.
Yeah. Thomas Jefferson DeLong.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm like, is this a perfect matchup?
Yeah. He'd be in...
I need a girl that... I need a slave that I can train.
That is... Thomas Jefferson was a bad guy.
He liked slaves.
He liked the slaves.
Who didn't back then?
There was one guy who was...
And that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody buys you when you're 23.
Oh, no.
Oh, poor slave. No one will buy him. Underground Railroad Beautiful. Must have been kind of fun.
No.
As a slave.
No. Yeah. I mean.
Dude, sneaking through the night.
It probably
house
felt
to house?
So cool.
No, I don't think they were having like a blast.
But they're like, wow.
Hide and seek, but the danger is up to 11.
Yes, exactly.
They're on the train like, wee.
There was definitely like.
We played Manhunt as a kid. It's not a real train.
Scotty, it's not. It's like a trail. It's like a. It's
a system. It's a system.
It's the whole thing.
Do you think that porn parody must exist? Like, where like the girl gets an underground train ridden, like ran on.
He's like, the slaves had to sit in the back of the train. Like, where are you?
Where are you?
What level of knowledge?
It was like a roller coaster. They were just like zooming around. It was so fucking cool.
You must be this tall to try and escape slavery.
It's like the best, coolest thing ever. They loved it.
It's like, we lost somebody last night. They forgot to buckle up. We did a loop-de-loop and they were gone.
God damn it.
Yes. That's sick.
A buzzer beater.
What?
That whole thing.
Oh. Yep, only 7 more minutes.
What?
It's only been 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Wow, I thought I was having fun just now.
Yeah.
So was I.
Yeah, we were too, man. Yeah. So
where are we?
Back to Adam's.
I really just...
The musical.
I could do an hour of Blink-182 as the Adam's.
The Forefathers.
Oh, yeah, Matt Skiba can sneak in there.
You can do, like...
That's what I meant. Well, I meant three guys.
Declaration of Independence stuff. Go.
How does that start?
We the People?
No, We the People is the Constitution.
Oh, right.
Right? Yeah.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times?
No, that's Great Expectations.
No, it's actually A Tale of Two Cities, but nice try.
You can suck now, Charles Dickens.
You know, please, sir, may I have some more? It's so little.
And then Sam Adams.
Please, sir, do you have any more inches for me?
Sam Adams can be... Matt Skiba.
Kid, he's fucked up.
Mm.
Yeah.
He's too drunk.
He's like the dark Satanist one.
Yeah, he's the dark Adam.
Black Adam.
Yeah.
Brother.
How did I get into this?
Yeah, wait, what the fuck?
The Rock did the best work of his whole career the past few months.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta give it up to the guy.
Hollywood Rock?
Life is too short to be slaves.
6 more minutes.
Think of some other bands.
Okay.
Oh, Green D-Day, and all their songs are about storming beaches in Normandy.
Yeah.
Do wanna be a German idiot? Do wanna kill Jews?
Hey, yes, Scotty.
That was cute as hell.
It's like the worst improv of all time. Like, I'll just change it, American to German. Do you want to be stepping on landmines on the beach? And do you hear the...
What other bands?
Can I do this?
Fucking psycho.
This is a good way to learn history. Like, this is very palatable.
Hell yeah, dude. Pop-punk history.
Pop-punk history.
I love it.
This is not history, but it's...
That's the whole pod now. Pop-punk. We're switching themes.
Fuck back to pop-punk history.
I did love it. Pop-punk this is not mine. Somebody, when the singer of Sum 41 got like really overweight, somebody made a video called like Dim Sum 41, and it's just fat lip, but the whole thing's about being fat.
Like, they should have said Sum 241, because that's the sum of his weight.
Ooh. I think Dim Sum 41 is probably...
Sound effects pod.
A D-day to remember.
And I'll be D-day.
Just a can.
Sum 1941.
Yeah. Ooh.
I'm like, that's close. It's not the exact year, but...
I like Sum 1941.
9/11. I'm like, yeah. Mike, what band has a number? 3, yes. Yes!
3/9/11.
AFI is like a fireworks of independence.
Wait.
Amber is the color of the jet fuel beans.
Yeah, fuck! Damn it!
Something like that.
Yeah! I was going to say...
Amber's the color of my burning flesh. Whoa!
Whoa, jet fuel can't melt steel beams. Whoa.
I'm picturing the Sharks. They're all like fighting over who can get this idea. They're like, we need this.
We're still on the same shot from the nose Roomba.
They've been suffering through the whole thing. It's like, oh, wait, hold on.
There's other Shark people coming in to do it.
Mark Cuban's like, just let them go.
Just go ahead.
Just let them go. This might be the best podcast of all time.
Yeah,
we're getting there.
Every band and every event.
My Chemical Romance.
Mm-hmm. My something about Chernobyl.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Chernobyl Romance.
My Chernobyl Romance. And he goes, I'm not okay.
Yeah. I'm dying of radiation.
Yeah, I'm dying of radiation.
Because I have radiation.
So this wears me out.
Let's see. What other bands are
there? What else happened in the world?
Foo Fighters? That's just named after.
Yeah, that is like a war World thing. War II reference to like UFOs or something.
Works.
Yeah. Kung Fu.
What are the other big like
Fighters?
Fallout Boy.
Fallout.
It's about like nuclear radiation as well. Nuclear fallout.
Fall out of the towers as they fall down.
That's, I don't need that.
Fall out of a plane or something.
Oh my God, Jimmy! Boy. World War One.
Yeah. Beautiful.
One and two.
Hey.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Don't kill Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
Okay.
You're gonna start a world war if you do.
You do.
And that's not good.
It's just backup vocals for Jimmy. World War One.
It just takes some time. Little world, you're in the middle of a war. Fuck. Let's see. Who else is there? I'm like, this is
you
great.
You know what? This is going to be a two-hour podcast. We were kind of counting down at first. Let's keep going. There's the Beatles. They're a band. And what else happened in the world? It was ancient Egypt at one point.
Hiroshima, Day to Remember.
It would be like,
disrespect your surroundings.
I was going to say, like, it's not easy trying to say the letter L.
Woo! Wow. Yeah, the Prata Brahm to Panhandle.
I've learned to say L.
Woo! Yeah, it was going to get back to racism at some point.
Yeah, it's just that.
We love you.
Don't fucking forget that, all right?
No matter who.
This out of love.
No matter who or what you are.
No matter where you are right now, just remember.
It's about what, it's about what's on the inside.
That's beautiful.
Can't say it.
Oh, man. 418.
Well, yeah, how do we get to racism right at the end there?
Hiroshima, Day to Remember.
Gotcha.
That's
And that will not be a clip.
Oh, that's what? Clip. I'm like, that's the best
that's
clip
the
ever.
Whole clip.
Are we allowed to use
I'm fucking out of it right now, dude.
Yeah, let's get hammered.
Let's go.
Yeah.
If you can, you're teen.
Oh my God. We're fucking falling apart.
Let's go.
I really did.
Yeah, I'll take one of those.
If you can. Your team.
Alright.
Ain't that the truth? Gagoosh.
Alright.
Whew. You guys got your medicine now?
Falling back on that ass. What the hell if I gangsta lean? You guys like Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg?
They're my guys.
Juice.
I saw one of those fucking Instagram accounts did like a
You should do parody songs. You would be great at that.
I don't want to be
that
should
guy. Just be your new thing.
I'll kill myself.
On TikTok.
Yeah, maybe.
What were you saying? Sorry.
What was I saying?
Don't tell
him. I'm picturing you like...
I'm like, I would love that. I would.
Mean, we'll share that to everybody.
19,000 followers in 3 days.
You
I would
so?
Watch that. Yeah.
I mean, fucking... Freddie Lowe kind of does that.
No, he does like real songs.
He's doing like he's like making fun of bands when he does a lot of those.
He's got a good amount of followers.
Yeah, he like blew
he's
up.
Doing all right on TikTok,
and then he's just like nowhere. He just sits at home.
He's good. I like that song he has too. It's not bad. Yeah,
he has like the perfect like whiny emo
voice.
Yeah,
he's got that look too.
Oh, yeah.
This is a pop punk podcast now.
I remember he used to wear two t-shirts.
Pod punk.
Cause, and he'd be like, you have, he's like, you have to wear two t-shirts because you sweat through the first one.
Ooh.
I was like, I would maybe consider the going to the gym. I would consider maybe not being such a fat lard. We love you, Frank.
We love you.
I like this new trend. Just insulting someone in the tank. We love them.
Dude, I feel like Elvis, like live from Hawaii. I'm like, hey,
everybody out there, be kind to each other. Okay?
Don't be sad. We love you.
We love you. What are you doing? I'm the king, baby.
Yeah.
Look out.
You should be Elvis. You should be an Elvis.
Dan's just trying to get you to do anything besides hang out with us.
Dan's trying to ruin
me. Why don't you be Elvis somewhere?
But you should do Elvis in blackface.
Thank you.
Do Elvis.
Sure.
Do Elvis parody songs combined.
Oh, here's my impression of Elvis being asked if he wants a side of mayo.
You ain't nothing but a snooze dog.
No, thank you. No, thank you very much.
Wait, what was he getting asked if he wanted? Is Elvis saying no, thank you?
He's so polite.
Hey, I got one for you guys. You know how Elvis says thank you? What if he said no, thank you?
No, thank you. No, thank you very much. That's fun.
Yes.
I thought of Smash South instead of Smash Mouth. Okay. It's a Civil War.
Somebody once told me that people cannot own me.
He's a fucking natural at it. He's a natural.
I was looking kind of dumb with my finger and a thumb and the rest of my hand also in shackles.
Well.
The bits start coming and they don't stop coming. Back to the field and I hit the ground running.
Weird Al's listening to this, fucking quivering. Being like, I'm done. I'm fucking over.
We love you, Weird Al.
Look out now. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sharks, Al. What do you think? The nose Roomba pop punk Civil War bullshit thing.
Yeah, what do you guys think about racist Al?
Yankovic.
Racist Al.
He's not weird. He just hates other races. Every parent is just so racist.
He's still got like a xylophone or whatever the fuck he plays.
The accordion. He's got his accordion. He's doing the polka.
Oh, yeah, accordion.
Here comes 12 slurs.
Woo!
Racist Al.
Alice in Chains. Go.
Weird Alice in Chains. Wait, what? Alice in Chains is just... What's the... Oh, never mind. I see what you're saying now.
There it is.
I'm the man. That's for sale. We're really just hitting the same notes at this point.
I know. I'm like, we need different conflicts. Yeah.
You know what's funny? It took me that entire time to think, is this racist?
No, it's in parody.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't sue us. It's parody.
We love you.
Don't sue us, guys. We love you.
We love you.
Your Honor, we told them we love them. Case dismissed. Bring in the dance and lobster.
And then Dan Schneider fucks all of them.
And then Dan Schneider fucks.
Bring them all in. Bring everybody in.
Woo!
I can't think of anything for no effects.
I don't think anything about anything. I know
seeing double at the...
Oh, I was thinking like just the band name.
Oh, just the band name.
Like anything.
How about Jefferson Airplane and it flies into the towers? That's it.
I don't know a Jefferson Airplane song.
That's the whole thing.
They're like... Aren't they the fucking, when the truth is found to me?
That sounds right. I think that is them.
Don't you want somebody? I think that's Jefferson Airplane. I don't fucking know.
Seems like you do.
I know that's a song. I think it's them. I just mostly know it from Jim Carrey doing the karaoke scene in The Cable Guy.
A terrorist goes, surely we're going to hit the towers. And then fucking whatever. He says, don't call me Shirley. It's the movie Airplane. But they crash into the towers.
Dude, how about this? How about this?
Tap it out. I give up.
Baby.
How about this? They miss the tower and they have to like circle around. Like, this is so fucking embarrassing.
Oh my God.
How did we miss?
Like, what is that? What is that plane do? Like, I'm going to tell you something. I think they might be looping back around at that tower.
They go, whoa, that was close.
Oh, Jesus.
They go over the loudspeaker. They're like, oh, just a couple more minutes. sorry about this.
Oh, dude, I saw a stealth bomber like in the 1940s or something at like, it was like a wicked foggy night and they crashed into the Empire State Building. And if you
that went, is embarrassing.
I saw it on Twitter and it was like, if you look at the comments immediately, people were like, interesting. And the building didn't fall, huh? It's
like, good point.
Fucking true, though.
Some buildings are built different.
Yeah, I'm built different.
Yeah, meme of 9/11, the towers. I'm built different, I guess.
Yeah, Empire State Building looking at the towers falling, just like pathetic.
You crumble for a plane.
I told you to work on your glutes.
Yeah, buildings talk to each other. That's sick.
That's cute as hell.
That's so adorable. That's actually Tower 1 actually pants to Tower 2, and that's how it came down.
That is embarrassing. My fucking dick's out.
Yeah, and then the tower's like, oh man, I feel so bad about this. It pantsed itself. That's why that one went there.
No one liked
it. Statue of Liberty watching, like, oh my God. I can't believe what I'm saying.
Statue of Liberty's like, don't even think about it. Yeah.
Tightening its belt. So you're not fucking getting me.
No.
Not up in here.
No one liked Tower 7.
Yeah. What? Was pressing the towers.
The one that
nobody liked it.
Was pressing the towers in my pants.
I thought you said something about Tower 7 that we all missed, and you're like, nobody liked the Tower 7.
Oh, no.
You guys didn't like my rib?
Avenge Tower 7 fold.
Wow.
And that's also it.
Yeah, I don't even know what you do there.
Yeah, I'm picturing Weird Al with a bunch of like eye makeup, being all goth and fucked up.
In a fiery blaze.
I love how it's Scotty.
I'm so excited to hear what it's gonna be.
Scotty on the edge of his seat for racist.
Slipknot in the cell. Like an Epstein.
Okay.
Epstein.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know enough Slipknot.
Hold on.
What the hell?
Before I am a man, baby. I am a man.
I push these kids onto my personal plane.
It's the only thing that only stops the air.
Man, I love music.
Fucking beautiful.
Have you heard of Slipknot?
Did you cue that up? I love music. Come on, hit me with some.
Wild Hog cruising back.
Never looking back again.
Well, that's going to about do it here.
I'm sorry. Yes. No.
Thank you.
Thank you. We love you.
Thank you.
Hour 11, we're going to stop.
Gold Rush Finger.
Say hour and 11?
Hour and 11.
Seconds or minutes?
Minutes.
Pardon.
We went from like God, can we hit an hour to
dude,
we blasted past.
We hit the ground running.
I guess so.
Song parody's fucking real.
A band and a tragedy. Put them together.
What do you
honestly,
got? Bippity boppity boo.
418. Bring a band, bring a tragedy.
two days from now.
Can I get a band from the audience? Yeah. Can I get a very tragic event?
Can we do that?
So, yeah, we're like, can we have a band in a tragic event? We're like, this live podcast, this is the tragic event.
I don't know that band. Can I get another?
Yeah, they're like bad at sex and this fucking dog shit line.
No
audit.
Doubt.
No doubt it was a setup.
Yeah, no doubt it was an inside joke.
No doubt it was an inside joke.
Don't speak.
Jesus,
I know.
Christ, you're like insides are falling out. It smells like horseshit.
Did you say you want to support me?
We love you.
But we love you.
But we love you.
We love you. And we thank you.
You got to call this episode We Love You.
Love you.
Did you fart?
Oh, so bad.
God. You did?
What?
Yeah. Goodness gracious.
I'm going to say the guest on this week's podcast was racist Al Yankovic. Yes. Thank you. We love
oh,
you.
No!
Oh,
no!
Ew! Well, that stinks. I haven't gotten it yet.
Jesus Christ, I can't even exist.
I got some good news. There's more where that came from.
Oh, no.
I am about to shit my pants.
418, okay. See you later.
This is a great to be continued finish for the fans. Wow. 418.